We welcome you to this broadcast of Power Walk. We're excited to minister to you Monday through Friday, and we'd also love for you to tune in every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on TV My 20 Houston. We're continuing with our series, Believers in Action, with Dr. Paul Cannings, Senior Pastor of Living Word Fellowship Church in Houston, Texas. When a neighbor or friend continually blesses us, we do our best to repay them. Yet every day we tend to take the blessings of God for granted. Today, Dr. Cannings challenges us to daily make contributions to the eternal purposes of God and to His kingdom. With today's message, What Matters Most?
As we live out our lives today, when Jesus Christ is providing to us air to breathe, woke us up from an unconscious state that we stayed in maybe 5 hours, maybe 4 hours, maybe 8 hours. All night long, He watched over us. He preserved, took care of our children. He provided a roof over our heads. He provided a place for us to stay and food for us to eat. At the end of the day, when Jesus Christ has done all of this, what benefit does that make for His kingdom? We live in a society today, and I hope that you're not a part of it, that is self-driven. It's addicted and obsessed with itself. And the more we get to do better, the more we need to do more better. And we continue this process and not realize how much money God has provided for us from the time we started working to today. Just go back. Remember all the paychecks that God has given us, the health and the strength and the ability to think in order to work the job and receive the income we have received. And then go back and calculate how much money we've made from the time we started working to the place you are today. And think of how much God has blessed you to provide. What benefit has it done to the kingdom of God today? Are we in any way concerned about that? Folks, we need to be, because there's going to be a day when we arrive in heaven and He will reward us for deeds done in the flesh, whether they're good or bad. And how we function on earth will determine how productive we are in heaven. And if you're in the wrong race, it just turns out to be Ecclesiastes, vanity and vexation of spirit. What shame would it be when we arrive in heaven, as John would say in 1 John chapter 2, he would say, "Now, little children, abide in Him, so that when He appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from Him in shame at His coming." The issue is, what are we doing that benefits the kingdom of God? And we have no excuse. When we get to heaven, God is going to say, "I gave you the ability that you have to do that job." You would see this in Matthew chapter 25, where He would say that He gave to each person based on their ability, so that they would go out and take the talents, which is money, and work to invest it properly, to use it properly so it multiplies, so that the person will use the ability they have to benefit them. And guess who got the extra talent? Not the landowner. It was the person who gave him 10 talents for the 5 talents he invested in him. So God is saying He gave us something to start with to get going. Some people had parents who supported them to go through college. Some people had the strength to manage a job and college schedules, to learn the lessons and finish college, or learn a trade and finish school, or be able to go to high school and graduate and learn the lesson, and now had people to sustain them for all those years that they went to elementary school, junior high school, high school, and were able to all those years have somebody to sustain them. Even if it wasn't the best, somebody still sustained them until they graduated. So that now they could take that diploma and they can apply it to what makes them be able to function. So He gave something. He gave one guy 5. He gave one guy 2. One guy 1. Based on their ability. Because God is not going to waste stuff. But then He also gave us a spiritual gift. And today, what benefit does God get from us? Do we just go to church, sit in church and complain about the songs and the music and how long the preacher preach? And man, you know, these seats are kind of uncomfortable. There's so much people in here. It's tight. It's hard to get out the parking lot. We just complain and complain and complain. Or do we go to church and say, "God, the purpose for me coming is Hebrews chapter 10, to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. I came here with a sense of responsibility because You gave me a spiritual gift. I take my ability and I go on that job and I work it hard. I arrive on time. I give it everything I have. so I could provide for my family. You gave me a spiritual gift so that I can keep your family going, your church family. I want to see your church family develop and grow and become all you want it to be, God. This is the church you led me to. I'm going to give it my best. We all have issues here. There's nobody perfect. So they got to deal with me like I have to deal with them. So let's get on with the work of God. Do we have that kind of attitude? What benefit after God has provided us the job, the money, the house, whatever God has provided us? What benefit after he's done all of this? What benefit does he get out of providing all of that to us? Oh, folks, I want you to slow down and hear God's mind. Lord, spare our lives. We look at tomorrow of how incredibly important that is when you face your master. And you stand before him for eternity. Not for no 70 years and maybe 80. What would our life be like? Suppose you have a big house on earth. What is the benefits in heaven? Suppose you have a small house or an apartment on earth. How do you live in heaven? How do you live? You could be poor on earth, folks, but so faithful to God, you are mighty rich in heaven forever. Folks, we want to go from here to there. So let's start at the foundational elements of this focus of believers being in action for God. Here's what he says in verse 10. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Let's take this verse apart. As each one has continually is provided this. At the point of salvation, when you accepted Jesus Christ into your life, the Holy Spirit came in fully. It's not a little piece of him. All of him. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 through 4 says he came into us giving us all spiritual blessings. That's why Paul would say in Philippians chapter 2 verse 12 that we need to work out the deliverance we've experienced in fear and trembling. We need to bring it to reality by trusting the work God is doing on the inside of us. He convicts us of sin. The Holy Spirit illuminates the Word of God so we can walk in it. The Holy Spirit is the one who gets us to discern what is good and evil by providing us insight. Because of the Holy Spirit, we can have the inner strength, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 on, to be able to continue to press towards the mark of the higher calling. We have this power that is fully in us. When that power came fully in us, he also provided us a spiritual gift. We have received this spiritual gift. It's not we gonna get it, or we have to pray for it, or we need a pastor to lay hands on us to get it. He says, you have received this. You have obtained this, and it's already in you, and nothing could remove it from you. There is no excuse when it comes to doing the will of God for us to say, God, I just don't know what to do. He says, I can help you with that. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 12, he says, we start by doing work of service. Just the other day, I had a person walk up to me and says, you know, my husband bought a tractor. He heard that the church pays about $1,000 to mow the back of the 12 acres that God has blessed it with. So he could save the church $1,000 by him mowing it. Now, he could have took the tractor and go on his property and enjoy it and do what he needs to do on his property. But he says, you know what? No, God blessed me to have this tractor. Instead of the church paying $1,000, let me go in the back there and mow the yard so the church don't have to pay nothing. See, he took a blessing and made it a blessing. Folks, the Bible is saying, just go to work. There's a person who says, Pastor, I know computers. So I said, great. We could save us $90 an hour if you came and used your ability. Just start working. And you would learn if God has given you the gift of service while you just work. God has given you a talent. He's given you an ability to do something that benefits you. Just start there, he's saying in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. Start there in serving me. There's a person that struggles to get their tray in the line and you just help them. Because you are not in a wheelchair. See, folks, it's just work. That's why he says we'll bless us for deeds done in the flesh. Not works, deeds. This is the first place we start to experience what our spiritual gift is. If you say, I don't know what my spiritual gift is, but I know I have it, and just start off with Ephesians 4 and work. But he says we have a spiritual gift. And there's a list of them in Romans chapter 12, verse 4 on. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there's spiritual gifts are listed. Don't go trying to get one. You have one. The issue is experiencing what you have. And don't compare ourselves among ourselves. They could teach. I don't see why I can't teach. No, folks, this has nothing to do with that. Because it is not how people pat you on the back. It's how you bless the life of a person so that they can be more productive with what God has allowed them to experience in an effective manner. That's what it's all about. Because when we get to heaven, God is not looking about how popular we are on earth. He's looking about how effective we are towards his kingdom being productive for his glory and his honor. It doesn't matter how much credit the world is giving a person. It matters how much God blesses you when you arrive in heaven and how he responds to you while you're on earth because you're faithful. Look at how Paul's life became a whole different life because of how Paul was faithful. Paul, literally going through much pain and hardship, thought about his life being lengthened because he needed to help somebody else. So his work for God lengthened his life because he was useful. God blessed him to live. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 through verse 26. We must use the spiritual gift and employ it, put it to work. A spiritual gift is not for you. It is for everybody else around us. As good stewards, we must manage it. It's going to take time. It's going to take energy. We have a family. We have a job. We must manage this as good stewards. It is beneficial. It's productive in the manner in which we think about it and how we function with it. So that when we are finished, it leads to the blessing of somebody else. And he says, as a result of this, it will provide to everybody the manifold grace of God because they're seeing how God has blessed you. In Ephesians chapter 4, it would lead people to experience the grace of God when we serve him by his power and by his ability, spiritual gift. When you finish this day, what benefit has your life been for the kingdom of God? That's what matters the most, folks. What are we doing this day that benefits his kingdom, makes his kingdom better in our lives and through our lives? Oh, folks, that's what matters the most.
That's a great challenge, Dr. Cannings. We cannot just drift through life. We must live intentionally. Let's identify our spiritual gifts and use them vibrantly each day for the benefit of the body of Christ and also to bring others out of an eternity of separation from God. Now, if you've been touched by the ministry of Power Walk, we'd like to invite you to come alongside us so that we can continue to reach individuals for Christ. Please prayerfully consider supporting Power Walk Ministries financially. And when you send us a gift of any amount, we'll send you the entire current series to say thank you. You can contact us online at powerwalkministries.org. That's powerwalkministries.org. Or call us at 281-260-7402. That's 281-260-7402. Remember to employ your God-given gift to serve someone each day.